know, right prior to me coming into office, we'd seen where both cities and the county got together and were able to get the Red River wastewater facility. And I know, sitting in my position now, I know what doors and possibilities are open to us because we now have sewer capacity. And that was an effort of where all three of us went together. And I think the model where we're unified as a county in any capacity always puts us a step ahead and more eligible for grants and able to progress in a lot faster pace than if we're fractured or separated. So those are some great things. I guess one of the things I had down here to ask you, what specific to your district, what do you feel like maybe some of the biggest challenges we still face in your district, or that you'd like to see some projects you'd like to see done in the future in that district?
Going back to things that we can do to aid and assist further development of tourism, I think is critical. Mm-hmm. Now, whether it's the park, what's
the Hollywood Park?
Those kinds of things to help tourism in any front, like whether it be sewer, whatever we can do to help that along, I think it's important to our whole county.
I agree, and you're already starting to see some of the outward growth, I think, of tourism that as is resulted from tourism at end. You take something we'll probably talk about in the near future, and I think you'll see some things. That's like the water course that Clay City's getting ready to implement, as far as on the Red River. You know, the merit is vastly greater with the tourism we have in that upper end of making that a success. You can imagine the people that may come up that end and use one of the campgrounds that's going to make a day trip down to Clay City and thus hopefully eat. And that's what I said, it gives us a chance to not only get those people down through here for a day to walk a trail, but they're going to stay 2 or 3 days and do all these activities. And that's what I said, if we can encourage that staying a night or 2 nights or 3 nights, whatever, here is a lot more economically advantageous for our community. And so it's really exciting to start to see those things developing.
And I think the hard work that a lot of folks locally did for this trail town, you might speak of that, and that certainly is not just to my end of the county, but obviously that plays into the role or the realm of tourism and what that brings to our area, not just in extra people, but potential grants and things to help aid that along.
Yeah, and you kind of spoke to it. That's what I said. That was just a award we got, or a incentive we got awarded this last week, and it's a very exciting thing to think that we're one of 15 places in the state of Kentucky, communities that have this award. That's very prestigious, I think, and it gives us, you know, more awareness to the folks outside our community of some of the things. And then one thing neither one mentioned at this point that's currently going on in your district is the addition of the Welcome Center there at Slade that, you know, has been built through grant money that'll give us another place to coordinate our tourism activities. So that's another exciting project going on in your district.
Yeah, and I'd like to plug, you know, the Native Fest. There's a festival that there's a local group there that sponsors Patty Brown who works very hard, and there's others that's part of her board that I try to attend that with them and help all that I can. But those folks are really dedicated, and it's a really, really good thing that they do with this Native Fest, and appreciate the efforts they do in that as well.
So. And we're very fortunate that way. I mean, we sit here and talk about what we do as a corps or whatever, but a lot of our success is nothing more than just having wonderful community citizens throughout that give of their time and energies to really help our community do some exciting things. So naturally, I've had the opportunity to work all around the state, and like I said, it's not always this home, but I've not been in a county or a region that has a better set of people than we do here in Powell County. So I'm very proud to call myself Powell County and of our folks here. I guess we've talked a lot about your district up until now. Just speaking about our county government in general, you know, overview countywide, what are some things in your view that we're doing good, or you know, that we're still working on that excites you? Or
well, it's very exciting to serve in this capacity. You know, again, I've lived here all my life, and I serve people that I went to school with, that my kids went to school with, that my parents went to school with. So, I mean, it's certainly, it's it's kind of, you know, I'm sensitive to that, and I try to, you know, I try to be, I am, however, concerned about thinking about the challenges relative to decreased funding from Frankfort and decreased funding and changes that's maybe coming down from Washington, and think about how you have to compete for grants even locally. I mean, my point is, you know, we're very small. Yeah, we're very poor. To be as small as we are and as poor as we are, to be as divided as we are on so many fronts. I mean, it's just, you know, the concept that you've mentioned from time to time about some kind of unified government locally, I think the time to address those things is now. You know, for our community and for our county to move forward and to meet the challenges that we have, certainly I think being unified in this charter government concept is the way to go. I mean, I just, you know, when you think about it, I mean, we've got, and I guess you could look at it, we've got three governments in Powell County. We have multiple water boards. We have multiple fire departments. We have multiple tourism boards soon to be now, and that's confusing to me. We have multiple police departments, and not that they're not wonderful people that serve in the capacities that, and to move things, but for our county to take a leap forward, I think, and to meet the challenges of the future, we really need to be proactive in looking at this. So, and I strongly believe that.
You hit on two points there. I'm very much, and I guess to speak to the first one, you the way you addressed enjoying to serve, and you said it in that very term, serving, and you're kind of very much like me, and we're very fortunate to serve several people. That's the way I view my role here, is we are here to serve the people and to be a voice for our citizens, and I think I'm very fortunate to serve on a court that actually that's what we do. We listen to people, try to do their will, and that goes right along back to your comment there on, of course, talk about unified, and naturally the version of that I prefer is the charter for numerous reasons, but I think you spoke to it very well. I think as funds are diminishing, we've got it increasingly becomes important to us to become more efficient and to do more with less, which I think we've done very good. If you look at the advances we've made in all of our departments with the revenue streams, you know, we've got more new equipment, better paid employees, and you know, one thing we've failed to mention here, we've done all this and we've not raised taxes on folks, so that's very, you know, we've been very fortunate to be able to do that. But I think going forward, if we continue to try to do that, it's going to naturally look at doing some innovative things, and charter government definitely holds a lot of positives in that regard. And like you said, you started mentioning the different departments, you know, speaking with most law enforcement, we got some very good law enforcement. Most of them favor a unified police department. Like you said, I think getting our sewer and things further expanded, and actually something more unified, you know, it just helps us reach economies of scale to be able to do things more efficiently and to better serve. You know, when we're talking about a population of 12,614 people here, we don't need to be eating up taxpayer dollars with administration cost and such things, and the more fragmented you get, the more that you put in. So as I said, we need to be as efficient with every taxpayer dollar we're entrusted with, and I think if we're really going to try to do the most with those dollars, a consolidated government makes a lot of sense, and we'll definitely expand on this, but it's got a whole lot of very exciting potential. Not only we talk about money-wise, but you get into potential there, I think, and you may speak to this because you can – is beyond what it does to you budgetary-wise, is service-wise. You know, naturally, there's certain services that's not offered in some parts of the community that hopefully would allow us that. But you kind of got me on something I'm very excited and passionate about. We'll kind of get a little bit more back to you directly, I guess. And you kind of spoke to what you feel like some of the biggest challenges facing the county. I guess, naturally, you having served previously and coming back now and serving again, what's some, some improvements you've noticed, or if nothing else, just some changes in the way things are going these days? And
certainly things move a lot faster, I guess, with all the Facebook and all the social media and all the things that I'm trying very hard to embrace and understand, I guess, being somewhat older today as I was then. And again, I think the equipment at our road department, I see a lot of positive things about how we're able to meet challenges of events, whether it be snow or floods or rain or whatever might come about. I mean, I think certainly money was freer in Frankfort back in those days. But I do think that I feel pretty good about the efficiency of funding that is managed on the county level, and what I'm seeing and myself, I think is positive.
Very good. And like you said, I think we're all very conscientious of how we spend the money, and we definitely and I've likened it to myself, and I think a good many of the court members like this. I'm actually probably a lot more leery about spending a taxpayer dollar than I am my own. That's what I said. It's got a whole new level of accountability with it, and we know how hard our folks work for those dollars, and we want to give them the most bang for their buck. So we're very fortunate to have a lot of people serving that are of like mind, and I think in what we've been able to do, a lot of that's reflected in what they're seeing their money's used for. So I guess, either last time or this time, we kind of touched on it a little bit earlier, but what's some of the things you've been, I guess, the most proud to have accomplished or happiest to get to do in your capacity as magistrate as you've served Powell County?
When I first came, I guess we had, particularly my end of the county, I mean, I can recall that we built, 13, 15 bridges. We had some support in Frankfort, and we were able to get state funding for that. We paved many miles of road. I think in those window time with opportunities that we had, again, with state funding. But I think having good infrastructure and having decent roads helps with our tourism, and I think that's important. And honestly, from a standpoint of just, I think we do need to make a bigger effort, and hopefully from a standpoint of having tourism on our end, making sure that our litter pick up and that our that we keep our roadsides clean, and certainly not that we don't make an effort, but that a continued effort in that and an improvement in those areas certainly would help us, I think. But.
Exactly. Of course, kind of one thing you probably didn't expand on exactly, you mentioned that you was one of the people instrumental in establishing Middle Fork Fire Department. I don't think people give full credit to what that means to that district, probably, in cheaper homeowners insurance and things of that nature, actually fire protection. And like you said, with tourism really starting to grow and thrive there, having a fire a fire station there definitely helps in that development. And I think you'd mentioned previously, I don't think you had today, you was able to help all three fire departments obtain trucks at one point in time during your previous terms.
We were fortunate to have a president of the Senate, Eck Rose, who represented us back in the day. And again, Frankfort had a little money then, and there was some surplus money. I was able to influence how some of that money was spent, and that was a result of three new fire trucks coming to Powell County, which one went to Stanton, Clay City, one on the upper end. But again, those guys, that community, embrace that fire department. And I don't want to start naming names. I'll leave somebody out. But there were so many people that and I don't want to take much of the credit. I was part of something very positive that happened up there. And again, the hard work of those folks what was part of that effort then is still there today, and they still work very hard. And so they do a great job. And I was just fortunate to be part of that.
Well, even then, knowing that you had the mindset, if you had the ability to influence that money, it didn't just help your district. You was able to get a fire truck for the other two fire districts in the county, too. So I think that willingness to serve all of our population, look out for the good total, is something very much still on your heart and mind. So I think as we continue on with that mentality, definitely it serves our folks very well. In kind of closing, is there anything else you'd like to say to the folks? Or
I'm very proud to sit on the court and represent people from the community I live in, the people that I went to school with, the people that my kids went to school with. I mean, again, I'm a fourth generation. I'm very sensitive to that responsibility, and I want to do the right thing. And it just, it's a, it's a, a great pleasure to serve in that capacity.